Well, I think they're going after a better points tally than what they had last year. They're looking to carry momentum through to the cup final, and they'll certainly want to be going into the cup final in rich rain of form, which they have been. They've been magnificent all year. The job that Finney has done in his first year as a senior manager, his backroom team of Rory and John, has been sensational. So they deserve all the credit, they deserve all the plaudits, because they have been an incredible team this year, and they deserve that. But we're also in a good position ourselves. We're going down to the game knowing that we want to stay in third place. We want to try and win our last four games. We want to make sure that we qualify for Europe as a minimum of a reward for the players in terms of the effort that they've put on this year. But we're all under no illusions, going to Dundalk at any stage, whether they've won the league, whether they've won the cup, whether they're in the cup final or not, it's going to be a really difficult task. They've got players that's playing for places in a cup final. They've players that are playing for their futures at the club. So we're under no illusions that we've got to be right at our best to get anything from the game.
Defensively, they're very strong, and even particularly at home, they're very strong.
Well, if you look at the goals against column, it's frightening reading. I think in all competitions, they've conceded 19 goals. We've scored 8 of them. So it's something we've got to take a bit of belief from. We've been very competitive against them in all our games. But, you know, this is a new game. It has to be treated on its merits, and we've got to be right at our best. But the one thing I'll say about our players is we've lost 3 games away from home all year. The first one of those was against Shamrock Rovers in the second or third game of the season. And then 2 disappointing ones was when we dominated the game against St Pat's and Greg Sloggart had to come off with a nosebleed. And the other one was Fun Park. So we've been brilliant on the road all year. We've been absolutely brilliant on the road. Away from home, we've been, let's say, maybe better than at home. I don't know. Our home form's been good. So we have a fantastic record ourselves away from home. We're going to another difficult venue, but it's a venue that, you know, we've got to embrace. There'll be a brilliant atmosphere. There'll be a brilliant crowd. It's a handy one for our supporters to get there. So again, it's going to need everybody pulling in the one direction in terms of us being able to achieve our goal, which is to go here and win 3 points.
What's the situation with injuries? I know you just said Jack Malone's.
Jack Malone's out for the rest of the season. He's a hairline fracture on his foot, which is disappointing for him because he's been brilliant, a brilliant young player. But he's just been very unlucky that, you know, he's out now for the next 3 or 4 weeks, which will see the season out. But everybody else, Jamie comes back and having served his suspension. I thought our back four last week were magnificent in the clean sheet that they kept. But with good players at the minute, all fighting and all pulling for the one common goal is to get the club back into Europe. And whether we achieve that, whether we don't, it certainly won't be down to the application of players and the staff and driving this thing forward. So a lot of football to be played. I think we've got to target 4 wins over our games. But ultimately, we're going to be doing everything we can to make sure that we won the game in Dundalk on Friday night.